Manu Patra alerts dated the 18th of August 2017. Central government has extended due date for filing of goods and services tax, GST, return for taxpayers who want to avail the transitional input tax credit. The deadline for filing the Form 3B has been extended till the 28th of August, 2017. Supreme Court, while hearing an application seeking its nod to cut over 400 trees to lay down an additional railway track between Mathura in Uttar Pradesh to Delhi, has asked government, do you want to destroy the world famous Taj Mahal? Supreme Court has observed that the contempt jurisdiction of court is not only to protect reputation of concerned judge so that he can administer justice fearlessly and fairly, but also to protect the fair name of judiciary. Supreme Court has maintained status quo on MBBS and BDS admissions in Tamil Nadu till the 22nd of August 2017. Supreme Court, while holding Bihar government responsible for not coming to rescue of 35-year-old destitute HIV-positive woman who wanted to abort her pregnancy arising out of rape, has directed it to pay compensation of 10 lakh rupees to her. Bombay High Court has held that names of Hindu gods are not exclusive and nobody can be allowed to claim monopoly over such words as trademarks or trade names. Bombay High Court has observed that the role of a mother in development of a child's personality can never be doubted. Kerala High Court has observed that an advocate can neither consider it to be his right to be declared as a senior advocate nor can he claim as a matter of right to be declared as a senior advocate. Kerala High Court has held that with regard to prohibition of liquor outlets near national highways, relevant distance is to be measured from outer edge of highway to the vending point or liquor outlet and not to gate of property where such outlet is established. Madhya Pradesh High Court has advised trial courts not to exercise its power to issue non-bailable warrant in a routine and mechanical manner and in the larger interest of justice, try to secure presence of accused on next date of hearing by way of a bailable warrant at the first instance. The arbitral tribunal has awarded a claim of nearly 326 crore rupees to Tata Motors Limited, TML, against DTC towards legally recovered liquidated damages regarding delivery of buses in 2010, ahead of Commonwealth Games.